Hey everyone, welcome in. It's another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from TCO Studios at Winter Park. Coming to you with producer Nate Vaughn by my side. Hey Nate, what's up, man?
Hello, Wobby. How are you doing?
I've been good. Long nights, long days, lots of stuff going on in free agency. Pretty crazy last 48 hours here at Winter Park, don't you think?
It has been busy, very busy.
The busiest was... There was actually a lot of waiting around at the facility, but at the end of it, the Vikings come out with running back Latavius Murray as a free agent signing and adding a little firepower to the offense. The Vikings earlier in free agency signing a couple of offensive tackles, of course, so we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into some fan mail. We're going to get into some sound, and we'll talk about some of the guys who have left the team in free agency. So kind of a fast-paced, jumping around to a lot of different things type of Wobcast coming up for you. Let's start with how the Vikings started free agency. And they did that by getting into the offensive tackle market where they signed former Lions offensive tackle Riley Reiff. Riley Reiff drafted by the Lions in 2012 out of Iowa with a first-round pick as their left tackle. He was moved to right tackle last season when the Lions drafted Taylor Decker from Ohio State. So a little position flexibility here by Riley Reiff. Guessing he'll play left tackle here with the Vikings, but that's a decision that will be made not by us and not right now. For now, though, take a listen to Riley Reiff. Riley Reiff comes to us by way of South Dakota, Iowa, the Detroit Lions, and now you're a Minnesota Viking, man. Welcome to Minnesota.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, a little bit of a whirlwind. Free agency always is for guys who are signing on the first couple of days. But in the end, you end up a Minnesota Viking. What was the experience like for the last 48 hours?
You know, it's been a great experience. And, you know, I have a good team, Neil Kornrich, families. And, you know, I'm proud to be a Minnesota Viking.
Yeah, the South Dakota to Iowa pipeline is alive. We know we thought it ended with Chad Greenway, who took that route to get to Minnesota, but here you are. You follow kind of the same path. Did you ever follow Chad's career or ever look at him as a guy that, you know, I'm following this same path?
Yeah, you know, I've looked up to Chad. You know, he's a great example of what hard work, you know, just being a great teammate. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for him and wish he would have played one more year so I could have played with him. But
you'll get to see him around the facility. He'll be back. You know, you grow up in South Dakota. You play offensive line. You go to Iowa. Is there anything, any part of that background that you think helps you be such a good NFL player?
Yeah, I mean, coming from South Dakota, you know, there's a lot of tough, good people there. And, you know, it just instilled a lot of values in me. And I think I can bring a lot to the table here in Minnesota.
You were a first-round pick in 2012. You played with other guys at Iowa who became NFL players, and then you were a highly regarded prospect coming out. You remember that time? What was it like being a first-round pick and going into the NFL and playing on a team with a franchise quarterback like Matthew Stafford where there was some pressure on you to play well?
Yeah, you know, it's a challenge, and, you know, it was exciting to be able to measure yourself against the best.
Yeah.
Getting to come out there every Sunday and, you know, going to battle. So I'm excited.
You played against the Vikings, obviously, twice a year, most years. Any battles that you remember? I mean, you're going to see Everson Griffin and Brian Robinson every day at practice. You saw them on the playing field a couple of times each year. Anything you remember from those games?
Yeah. I remember that they're great players.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm excited to get to work and, you know, battle against them every day and make each other better.
Yeah, and you'll see some familiar faces. You stay inside the NFC North where there are some good pass rushers, and you'll join some offensive players here on this team like Sam Bradford and Stephon Diggs. What were your perceptions of the Vikings offense and of Sam Bradford when you were on the other sideline?
You know, the Vikings are a great team, and I have a lot of when I was on the other sideline, I had a lot of respect for them. It was always going to be a battle, tough, smart, you know, it was always going to be a fight. And, you know, right now I'm glad to be on their side.
A big thing for you in your career has been playing left tackle or right tackle. Even at Iowa, you moved wherever the team needed you to play. What are some of the keys to being able to do that?
You know, I came from a program at Iowa, you know, coached by Kirk Ferentz, and, you know, he does a good job. You know, you just go out there and play, do the fundamentals. Whatever happens, happens. And you know, it's easy to say, a lot of guys say I'm a team player and I'll do this, But, you know, wherever I play, I'm just here to help the team. That's the truth. You know, whether it's, hell, I'd play quarterback if they wanted to me, but yeah, that wouldn't help the team out.
Yeah. I don't think they'll ask you to do that.
No.
Probably not. But you'll do it if they ask, huh?
Yeah.
All right. You know, with new stadium, playing in Minnesota, you're from South Dakota. I'm guessing family came to your games and watched you play a lot when you were growing up and when you went to college. And now they'll be able to come to your games here in Minnesota, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have a lot of family members asking for tickets.
Yeah.
Being so close to home. And, you know, I grew up on Sundays watching a lot of the Vikings games.
There you go. Vikings fan?
Yeah, I wasn't growing up, but.
You are now.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man. Well, congratulations on signing here. Welcome to Minnesota.
Thank you.
The next free agent signing for the Vikings, also an offensive tackle. And I guess, Nate, we could call him the one that got away.
The one that got away. Sounds very deep.
One time a Minnesota Viking, Mike Remmers, left the team and went on to play for other teams, including the Carolina Panthers, where he started like 42 straight games, including the Super Bowl, which the Carolina Panthers lost to the Denver Broncos. But that season, the Panthers were 15-1, and Mike Remmers was the starting right tackle. He's now the starting right tackle for the Minnesota Vikings, and we got to talk to him moments after he signed his contract.
New Viking offensive lineman Mike Remmers, the one who got away. At one time he was a Viking, he went away, played for a couple of teams, including the Carolina Panthers, but now he's back, signed a free agent contract with us. Welcome back to Minnesota,
Mike.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
So what happened while you were away? You went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, went to a Super Bowl. I was on the Rams practice squad for a little bit, and then spent 2.5 years at Carolina.
Yeah.
And very happy and thankful to be back here in Minnesota.
What, you were a free agent. What brings you back to Minnesota? What did you like about this option?
I mean, I love the city. I love the coaches here and the players and just the whole atmosphere here. I absolutely loved it. And my wife and I thought this would be a great place for us.
Now, your time away, you went to a Super Bowl. What was that year like for you guys? Because you were a member of the Panthers in 2014 when you played in that freezing cold game
at
the Gopher Stadium.
Yeah.
But then the next year, you guys went on a really good run.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was a fun experience, and you know, it was fun going to the Super Bowl, but I want to do that here, and I want to win that Super Bowl. That's my goal.
Last year, you went up against a Vikings defense that was on fire that week
against
you guys. Now you're going to see those guys every day in practice, but you'd rather see them in practice, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited about that, and it's going to help me continue to get better throughout practice. So I'm very, very thankful, happy to be here.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the Vikings addressing the offensive line and right tackle and left tackle and who's going to play what. But you guys as offensive linemen, you don't really get too much into that. It's just all about getting to work and doing whatever the team asks, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to win. It's whatever it takes, however I can help the team. If you want to play right, left, I don't even care. Play center, I don't care. I just want to do whatever I can to help the team win.
You came from Oregon State,
you
know, and you didn't come into the league as, you know, a big-time hyped player.
Right, right.
You just signed a nice free agent contract, though.
Yeah.
So what happened in between those two times that kept you going, that kept you working toward your goal?
You know, I kind of bounced around from team to team, was on practice squad here and active there, and just experience is the biggest thing. Just going to different teams and learning from different coaches and learning from other players, and just getting the main thing, which is experience. And I think that has helped me tremendously, helped me develop into the player I am today.
All across the different levels that you've played, when you've been on a successful offense, what have been some of the traits? What do kind of all good offenses have in common?
I mean, solid offensive line play, explosive plays, explosive runs and passes, and just fast tempo, and keep the defenses guessing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now what do you do? I mean, the off-season program is going to start, you know, a few weeks from now, so you got a little bit of downtime. You got free agency out of the way, so now what? You're going to go see the stadium, I know that.
I'm going to go see the stadium. I can't wait to see it, and I cannot wait to see it when it's packed with fans.
Yeah.
That first home game is going to be electric. Can't wait.
What do you like to do in your downtime?
I like to golf, but it rains every day in Portland, so that doesn't happen very often, but I try to every once in a while. But just hanging out. I got a 10-month-old son, so he's keeping me pretty busy. But other than that, just like hanging out.
All right, man. Well, congratulations on the signing.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Minnesota.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
The Vikings got into the mix on the other side of the ball. They signed a defensive lineman, Dayton Jones. Now, depending on where you've researched him, you might have seen him listed as an outside linebacker or as a defensive end. With us, he'll probably be listed as a defensive lineman, maybe a DL. A guy who can play in a lot of different positions. Will be interesting to see where the Vikings end up lining him up. One guy who has an idea of what they might do, or at least has an opinion on what kind of signing this was for the Vikings defense, is NFL Network's Ian Rapoport at Rapsheet on Twitter. One of our buddies, we talked to him at the Combine, but he chimed in a few days ago on Dayton Jones.
Yeah, we've seen it a couple times in free agency. Ex-Packers stars going to division rivals. First, T.J. Lang going to the Lions, and now Dayton Jones, the former Packers first-round pick, going from Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings. And this is an interesting one because he battled in Green Bay trying to decide what was his role. Was he a defensive end? Was he a linebacker? Ended up as a linebacker last year. Would not be surprised if he fits right in as a 4-3 defensive end, maybe moves inside on third down with the Vikings. If there is one coach who can find someone to roll as a pass rusher, it is Mike Zimmer. This is a good fit right here.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting with Dayton. I mean, he's, Brian Robinson is a 4-3 base defensive end who can slide inside and rush in nickel situations. Maybe someone thinks Dayton can do that. Maybe you just make Dayton a three technique and put him in the Sharif Floyd, Tom Johnson bucket, and now you can play Shamar more as the same way you play Linval. I think the bottom line is, no matter how it all shakes out, you got a guy with some versatility, some position flexibility. And Nate, when you're going to be a reserve type of player or a depth type of player, being versatile, probably a pretty good idea.
Probably a great idea. And also, it was cool to see he's just excited to be here.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's like hate for Green Bay or anything like that, but I think he's excited to be here with Coach Zimmer, Coach Patterson, and it seems like he was a fan of the skull chant.
Well, so, he did it for you.
Yeah, he already knew. We didn't even have to teach him. He knew how it went.
Yeah, you had your slow-mo camera.
Yeah.
You were in Rick Spielman's office filming him, signing his contract. He decided to do the skull chant. You had to, in very hurried fashion, switch to regular motion, and you've got him on camera doing it. No lessons required either for him.
That's exactly how it happened, Bobby.
Okay, we like that. We also like Latavius Murray, and we signed him. He is a running back. He used to play for the Oakland Raiders. He now plays for us. He signed his contract on what would have been Wednesday night with the Vikings. We staked it out inside Winter Park here at VEN, and we got an interview with Latavius Murray. Pretty cool. Make sure you go to the website to check that out. He also participated in a conference call with local media the next day, as did GM Rick Spielman. Here's what all of that sounded like.
New Vikings running back Latavius Murray goes into free agency for the first time, and he comes out of it a Minnesota Viking. Welcome to Minnesota, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free agency's a whirlwind,
yep.
But you land here with the Vikings. What was it like?
It was an experience. Obviously, it being my first time, I didn't really know what to expect, but just glad I get the chance to play the game again with a great team with great history. Here in Minnesota.
Have you always been a football fan? You mentioned Vikings history.
Yeah.
You've been a football fan since you were a young kid, always wanted to play in the NFL?
Always wanted to play in the NFL, always been a football guy. I grew up watching Randy Moss, Chris Carter, so.
You know the names.
Yeah. So, definitely is a dream, obviously, to continue playing and to go through this process and to come out and play for a team like the Vikings.
You mentioned some of those Vikings names, but I know one of your favorite players growing up was Fred Taylor.
Yeah.
Now, you and Fred are both really good running backs, but, you're built differently. You're a big, tall, physical running back. Fred was physical as well, but how would you describe your running style?
I'm a taller guy, so, I have speed, but I'm more of a downhill runner. One cut and hit it kind of guy. I don't like to dance too much. That's not my style. I want to take advantage of the yards that's there. But when I get the chance in the outfield, use my speed.
I know a couple of stats about you. One is because my wife had you on her fantasy football team. All right, so you had 12 touchdowns last year.
Yeah.
You got a nose for the end zone, don't you?
Gotta have a nose for the end zone. It's just, I guess, it's you know, I was able to double my touchdowns from last season, so just want to continue that. Obviously, find a way to score points. Any time you can get in that end zone, you got to take advantage if you're close, for sure.
Here's another good stat about Latavius: 74 receptions last 2 years. So you're a running back, but you can catch the ball too.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you could be a threat out of the backfield, the more you can do, the more you find yourself on the field. So again, that's something I'm gonna continue to work on, my hands and just being an offensive weapon. Yeah.
Can you pass block?
I can definitely pass block. Right. Definitely pass block, protect the quarterback, give him time, get the ball out to the playmakers.
So we can use you on all three downs.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
While you're wasting some time here at Winter Park waiting for all the deals to get done, you're taking an online class. You're looking to obtain your MBA. Is that right?
Yeah,
going. What's that like?
It's been interesting. Let me say that. Especially when you've been out of school for 4 years and you decide to go back and get your master in business, and something that I kind of I didn't do in when I was in college. I have a communications degree, but it's been fun. It's been a learning experience for me to go back to school and learn a little bit about business in general. Helps me understand the business I'm in a little more, and some other things outside of that. So it's been fun.
All right, man. Well, you're a Viking. We got a brand new stadium. We got one season in that place,
That's
US
right.
Bank Stadium. You excited to get in there?
I'm so excited, man. I saw it earlier when I first got in. So I know that place is going to be rocking for the Super Bowl. So I just hope that, we're in it.
It's a home game for us.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man. Congratulations on the deal.
Thank
Welcome
you,
to
man.
The Vikings.
Thank
right.
you.
Well, as we go through this, we've been able to add a lot of good players to our roster. Latavius is a very good football player, a young back that not only can run the ball, but he's very good in pass protection. And he's going to help our ball club as a receiver out of the backfield as well.
When you reflect back on Adrian Peterson's career, what are some things that you think about?
Oh, Adrian's a Hall of Fame back in my mind. He is maybe one of the greatest backs to ever play this game, not only because of his size, but his explosiveness and his big play ability. And I know we were very fortunate to have Adrian Peterson, who to me is going to be known as one of the all-time Viking greats. And I know he'll eventually be a Hall of Famer. He'll go in our Ring of Honor, I'm sure, down the road here. And we've always had the utmost respect for what Adrian Peterson did for this organization.
All right, and the last thing on the guys we're keeping, Nate, when you re-sign your own players, that counts as a free agency move in my book. So the Vikings were active in bringing in three starting caliber players, two offensive tackles and a running back, and they also were active in retaining two other starting caliber players, that being Terrence Newman, a corner who can slide inside and play nickel, can slide outside and play outside corner, can play safety. And then they also reached an agreement with Adam Thielen on a multi-year contract extension or a multi-year new contract that should keep Adam Thielen in purple for a while. So the awesome story that is Adam Thielen, native of Detroit Lakes, goes to Minnesota State University, Mankato, and then joins the Minnesota Vikings. That story continues as Adam Thielen inks a new deal. So the Vikings doing a good job of keeping their young core players in place with the re-signing of players like Adam Thielen. So we're very happy about that. Lastly, on free agency, guys, we did not sign Eddie Lacy and Jared Cook. Both came in for visits, two former Packers. Jared Cook also played with a couple of other teams, including the Tennessee Titans, which is where he was drafted. He also played for the St. Louis Rams, where his quarterback was Sam Bradford for a couple of seasons, but Jared Cook and Eddie Lacy did not sign here. Jared Cook, as of this recording, remains unsigned, and Eddie Lacy, of course, signed with the Seattle Seahawks. Guys that signed with other teams who were Vikings last year, Rhett Ellison went to the Giants. Captain Munnerlyn goes back to Carolina, the team that drafted him. Matt Khalil goes to Carolina, where his brother is the starting center. Charles Johnson also goes to Carolina, where the Panthers have another guy named Charles Johnson who plays defensive end.
That's going to get awfully confusing.
Right. That will be like, what do you do? One guy just has Johnson on the back and one guy has C. Johnson?
Yeah, I'm not envious of
how does that work?
The guys who make the uniforms, they're going to go crazy.
You're also not envious of the PEN, the Panthers Entertainment Network, right. Shooters and editors who have to label clips.
Right.
They can't put C. Johnson in there.
They're going to have to get creative.
Right. Although, so far in their careers, there are many more C. Johnson highlights for the Panthers, the defensive end version, because he's a longtime Carolina Panthers, one of the best players in franchise history. But our Charles Johnson goes there, and he's going to try and make the team as a wide receiver. Two others who left the Vikings, Jeff Locke signed with the Colts, and Audie Cole signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's a wrap pretty much on free agency so far. More things to come, I'm sure, as time goes on. And, of course, we'll update you on any more free agency comings and or goings next week on the next edition of the Wobcast. For now, though, we're going to move on to the NFL draft, where Todd McShay of ESPN, who studies the draft extensively, of course, all season long, and then that work is paying dividends for him right now as he makes the media rounds. He released his latest mock draft and then hosted a conference call. We got a question in to Mr. McShay. We asked him about the depth of this year's draft because we hear there are some positions where the depth is really good. And since we're picking for the first time at number 48 this year, we were wondering to Todd McShay, where is that depth going to push players down? At what positions? Here's what he had to say.
The positions of strength are, I mentioned running back, tight end is a major position of strength, considering, as I mentioned before, we've only had two first-round picks in the last 6 years, and we're going to have at least two in the first round this year with Njoku going after O.J. Howard, and then Evan Engram could wind up getting in the mix late in the first round as well, coming out of Ole Miss. And there's probably another five or six guys that belong on day two. Adam Shaheen from Ashland, Gerald Everett, South Alabama, Jake Butt coming off the injury in Michigan, Jordan Leggett from Clemson, Bucky Hodges, who have had an awesome workout at the combine and is really physically gifted but inconsistent in terms of production. So tight end and running back are the two strengths on offense. I would say on the defensive side, corner and safety are both really strong positions. I know Sidney Jones had a torn Achilles in the pro day the other day, which is terrible. I mean, just the timing of it is brutal for him because he was a lock, I thought, as a first round pick. He'll probably have to sit out a chunk, if not all, of his rookie season, but still will be a day two pick. Marshawn Lattimore, Tre'Davious White from LSU, Quincy Wilson from Florida, Jordan Lewis from Michigan, Tease Tabor, even though he ran a 4.63, all those guys will wind up being in the first two to three rounds. Adoree Jackson from USC. Gary and Conley could be a first-round pick. Chidobe Awuzie from Colorado could wind up being a late first- and second-round pick. So you're talking about 9 or 10 corners and another 7 or 8 safeties that could go in the first couple rounds of this draft. So I think those are the two. On the defensive side, the secondary is really a position of strength this year.
We thank Mr. McShay for his time and answering our question.
We do. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
Yep.
We know you listen.
Thanks, T-Mac.
So we do appreciate it. Let's get to some fan questions, and then we'll get out of here because we're probably signing another player
We're
recording this. So
we have to interview people.
Question number one, the Vikings never receive compensatory picks.
Not true.
Ryan's question is, how many will they get next year, provided the offensive tackles are our only free agent signings? I would also love to hear your thoughts on the new tackles.
Okay. It's not true that we never get compensatory picks. We do from time to time. But we don't have any in this year's draft because last year we signed more free agents than we lost. And that's how it works. You get compensatory picks when you lose more unrestricted free agents than you sign. The quality, quantity of those compensatory picks is then determined by the contract value that the players that left signed and then how well they played, what their stats were. So it's a complicated formula, and it's inexact at this time of year. You don't know what you're going to get until they hand them out. And for the 2017 draft, the Vikings don't have any. As of right now, the Vikings may be in the mix to get a compensatory pick or two next year because they lost Red Ellison, Captain Munderland, Matt Khalil, Charles Johnson, Cordero Patterson, Jeff Locke, and Audie Cole. And they signed three guys so far. So they may, depending on how all those guys play, the Vikings could get a compensatory pick or two next year. Only time will tell. As for the tackles we signed, Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers, I think because of the injuries we had last year and quite frankly just the caliber of play, I think those two guys are both upgrades. Obviously, if you have a healthy Matt Khalil all of last year, that story might be different, but we didn't have that. We kind of had a little bit of a revolving door, I guess you could say, at offensive line because we had nine different combinations because of all the injuries. So Reiff and Remmers definitely stabilize that position. It also buys the Vikings some time to develop younger offensive linemen. Linemen they already have, like Rashad Hill and TJ Clemmings, and linemen they may acquire in the draft this year. So I think those two guys really stabilize the offensive line. I'm glad we have them.
Question number two, pretty simple. It's from Chris. He says, do you like the Murray signing?
I do.
Latavius Murray.
Yeah, I do. I do like the Murray signing. My favorite stat, I think, about Latavius Murray, Nate, and I mentioned this in the interview that's up on Vikings.com right now. Last two seasons, 74 receptions for Latavius Murray. I really like that. When he's on the field, you don't know for sure that the Vikings are running the ball. It's not a tell when he's on the field. There are some running backs, when they go on the field, you know it's a run. You know it's most likely a pass. With him, he can be a three-down back if you need him to be. I don't think we'll need him to be that because we have Jerick McKinnon, and it won't surprise me if we draft a running back. But Latavius Murray being on the field is not going to give the defense a tell of what we're doing, so I really like this signing.
And you see him line up at different spots, not like wide out or anything like that, but he can line up next to the quarterback in shotgun.
Yes.
They line up in pistol sometimes where he's right behind Derek Carr.
Lots to like about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can shift him, you can motion him, whatever. So, and the kid is, he's well-mannered, he's well-spoken, and he was a treat to be around. Very impressive because he was in the building for a long time on Wednesday and was sharp and personable even at the end of it for his interview with us, so we appreciate that. But yeah, I like the signing.
So welcome, Latavius Murray. Question number three from Jeff. He says, I'm very encouraged by the Vikings' 2017 free agent signings and re-signings to date. Virtually all experts have been stating that in order for the Vikings to improve for the upcoming season, they had to improve their offensive line play. I think the acquisitions of Reiff and Remmers are huge steps in the right direction. Out of curiosity, what are the main characteristics of a center, of a guard, or offensive tackle from a physical perspective and other qualities that are needed to excel at each?
Yeah.
So
we need Tony Sperano to come in here and tell us that.
Yeah, he might be able to do a better job than you or I.
Right.
But if you had to guess...
He's busy right now.
Yeah. So let's start at center. What do you need physically and mentally from a center?
I think you need a guy who is sharp, who understands protections and defensive fronts and maybe even things beyond that. A guy who can help the quarterback set the protection and alert his offensive teammates of what might be coming. So I think that's a really an important quality in a center is awareness and a guy who's alert and can think on his feet and doesn't panic under pressure. And then, you know, I think most centers, you kind of, they're not 6'6", you know, 3'10", like a lot of tackles. They are squattier. They're, I don't know what the right word would be. They're a little more...
not as tall.
Yeah, I mean, they're... You know, a lot of them are 6'2" or 6'3" or 6'4". They're a little more compactly built. I would be talking a little out of turn if I tried to explain why that is. I just know that that's kind of generalizing that that's kind of how they're built.
What does Coach Mike Wobshaw look for in a good guard?
Yeah. Similarly built size and stature to a center, but guards are like, they're grinders. They're bulky. They might not have the mobility of a tackle, but they're strong. Guards got to be aware too, because they have to deal with some stunts and they have to communicate to the tackles. So you know, all the offensive linemen have to be smart players. But you know, your guards are your Randall McDaniel type of players. I remember Anthony Herrera was like a prototypical looking offensive guard. Steve Hutchinson. You know, they're thick, they're compact, they're strong, they're grindy type of guys.
Finally, the guys on the outside, the tackles. What do you look for there?
Seems like now they're dealing with those edge rushers so much. I mean, they're athletes. They're like guys that would play power forward or center for you in, you know, on an NBA team or on a college basketball team. They're long arms, so they can deal with speedy edge rushers who can get around them. And good feet. They got to be good foot athletes. A lot of former, you know, basketball players. You know, they got to hang out on the edge with really good pass rushers, which there are so many of them in today's NFL. So you need really good athletes out there.
All right. That's all I got for you, Coach.
Thanks. Yeah, I hope I didn't step, you know, a little out of turn or out of lane there, but we want to answer the questions.
Right.
You know? So I appreciate the questions, and we want to answer them. And we appreciate you listening. This edition of the Wobcast is just about to be over. We'll be back next week with another edition to update you on what's been happening. In fact, we have a fun little trip planned next week, so maybe we can get some work done while we're away. We're going to be out west in California working on a few projects for you to enjoy. So we look forward to doing that. We look forward to telling you all about it when we get back. But until then, on behalf of producer Nate Vaughn, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, thanking you for listening, wishing you a great weekend. Enjoy the first couple of rounds of the NCAA basketball tournament. Keep the Vikings on your mind, and come back next week for another edition of the Wobcast. See ya. So, yeah, I start with